Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 17th of November 2025. Let's talk today about AEO and having a strong brand. So AEO, it's like SEO, which of course stands for Search Engine Optimization. AEO is Answer Engine Optimization. You surely must be researching stuff and you know, especially buying decisions the same way that I am, the same way that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are now doing, which is where we go into ChatGPT or Copilot or Perplexity or whatever we use, and we tell it about our business and we tell it what we're looking for. So we kind of go in and we essentially ask it to do some research for us, and then it will make a series of recommendations. And then we go and check out those recommendations. So it's a completely different way of researching suppliers than even a couple of years ago, even though chat has been around for a few years. It's only really been in the last 6 months or so that people have really started to use it for this. So in the old days, they would go into Google and they would type in IT support near me or IT support town name or something like that. And of course, people are still doing that. But increasingly, they're going to ChatGPT and they're saying, hey, we're a legal firm. We've got 20 staff. We need to be compliant with all the cybersecurity regulations, and we use a piece of software called Legalese. I've just made that up. We're looking for a new IT support company. Please, can you research who would be a good fit for us? No more than 40 miles from the office. And then ChatGPT goes away, does some thinking, comes back and recommends three or four businesses. And then what people then do is they go and Google the name of those businesses to go and check them out. So that's what AEO is about, Answer Engine Optimization. And in terms of how that affects you, there's a couple of things here. First of all, you've got to make sure that the AIs can get the information that they need from your website. So all that the AIs are doing is they're looking on your website, but they're also looking in places like Reddit, Quora, any other places that they can access. They're looking for answers. And that's the thing we've got to remember, is they're not just looking for information. They're looking for reviews and what other people are saying about you. So they are very, very skewed towards what other people are saying. But you've, at the very basic, you've got to make sure that you, on your website, you have information for them. Things like that buyer's guide, the one that we have in the MSP Marketing Edge, it's really powerful. You know, it's a powerful document that helps them see that you're serious about educating buyers. You should make sure that that's on your website. And we recommend it's not gated anyway, that anyone can just access it via the website. So that's a powerful thing to do. Things like making sure you tell your story, making sure you have links to your Google reviews, all of these kind of things. So that's the first part, is I would recommend you actually get some friends to do some AI searches, do it yourself, see if you're recommended. If you're not, ask ChatGPT, what can you do, or what can I do to appear more in your searches? And maybe repeat those in Perplexity and Claude as well, Gemini, just to see what's actually coming up. But I think, and I'm not a technical expert at this, but I think as it used to be with SEO, if you optimize for Google, you do well on all search engines, because most search engines act as Google, and I suspect it's the same with ChatGPT. So that's the first half of it. And then the second half, as we said, is the humans then are going off and researching the brands. So you've got to make sure your brand Googles well. So if I take your MSP's name and I Google it, is your website coming up at the top? You know, what else is coming up when someone Googles your name? It used to be that people didn't Google your name as much. They found you through other searches, but now people are going to find you more by searching for your brand. So what is out there? You know, I've Googled MSPs before that I work with, and the third or fourth search result is something that perhaps they wouldn't want their customers to see. It might be a bad review, or it might be something that's hidden away on them. What does it say on the second page of results, the third page, the fourth page? We call all of this your digital footprint. So it's really important that you do this. Go into Incognito, put in your MSP's name, try it just as the name, then try it in search marks. But remember, most people are going to do it just as it is. And if you do not come up well, if you don't come up well for a search for your brand, then it's definitely worth you having a conversation with an SEO expert to see what they can do about improving your search results. And I can recommend someone, if you want a recommendation for someone that does SEO, just drop us an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. I have a feeling we will be talking about this a lot more throughout 2026 and, of course, 2027, because this is only going to become more and more important as the way that people buy continues to change. Right, a couple of things to tell you about. First of all, you may have seen the news that we have a whole ton of improvements and changes coming up over the next few weeks. We're launching a content calendar. It's a proper content calendar, which will show you what content is scheduled when. Really simple, and you can click on any day and see exactly what the content is and access that content easily. So we're hoping to get that launched pretty soon. I do record these ahead of time, so there's a small chance it might launch this week. And if so, and I'll let you know in the Facebook group. Talking to the Facebook group, which is we have a members-only group on Facebook. The algorithm has been really bad on that for the last year. Facebook has really screwed up its own product. It really has. You know, you don't anymore see content from the groups that you're in when you're in your newsfeed. But in Facebook, it's all about being in the newsfeed. So after a year of it, I've had enough. I've watched engagement go down. And we've got a members-only forum with 800 MSPs in there. And I've watched engagement just drop. And it's annoying me. So we are launching a community. We're going to put forums into the actual portal. There's a mix of forums that are brought together and also on specific pages, there are specific discussion threads. So for example, I mentioned the buyer's guide. If you go onto portal.mspmarketingedge.com/buyer's guide, and when we launch the community, there'll be a community thread at the bottom of that page for you to discuss the buyer's guide, which is also pulled into the main community. So we're going to launch that. We are going to stick with the Facebook group at least for another year, maybe a couple of years. Maybe we'll just keep it forever. But the community, I think, within the portal, certainly, you know, from the experiments I've done so far, it's looking good. And a lot of the MSPs I've spoken to, a lot of the members are looking forward to that as well. So those are coming out along with a brand new single support page, which is answering all of your frequently asked questions. Those will launch very, very soon. And a reminder, as part of our single support is you have access to me in our drop-in marketing clinic. Most Tuesdays and Thursdays I do one of these, and the next one of those will be tomorrow, the 18th of November. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.